This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.
Now, earlier in the year, at the very start of the year, you said this 2016 was going to be the year of wearables.
Yes.
And virtual reality.
I did say that, didn't I?
You did.
I love it when I make little predictions. Now, I'm not a futurist.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I wish I was, but I'm not. And I did, but I do every once in a while throw out little nuggets.
Yeah, that was it.
And that was virtual reality. Now, there's a research group called Telsight, and they have put out a study that predicts 110,000 virtual reality headsets will be sold this year. 110,000. That's a lot of families sitting in the living room going, oh, wow, I'm under the sea. You know, I'm under the sea. And but at the end of the day, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than just consuming content. There's content that there's opportunities coming this year as well for you to easily create content, 360-degree content as well. But they're saying 110,000 units for this year, and then by about 2020, around they're expecting there to be over 500,000 headsets in Australia. So definitely it is an area to keep your eyes focused on, and one of the reasons why many of you will, or some of you, will end up with a virtual reality headset is because they're either going to be bundled with the phone when you buy it, or in the case of guys like Alcatel.
Yep, yep.
Alcatel are actually making the box for their phone the virtual reality headset. So you'll open the virtual reality headset and there's your phone. So you're going to get, chances are you're going to get one of these anyway. So that is probably one of the reasons why we're going to see a lot of units of virtual reality headsets in the Australian market.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.